Several customers of Green Mountain Power say the public needs to know more about why a Canadian pipeline company wants to buy a larger stake in GMP and Vermont Gas Systems. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the State Public Utility Commission is now reviewing the ownership change.
The hearing Friday was mainly to lay out a schedule for the case and for the public to get involved. Jeffrey Gardner is a GMP customer from Bradford. He wants the commission to admit him in the case, giving him the right to offer testimony and question witnesses. Gardner says he's very much interested in why Enbridge, a major North American pipeline company, wants to boost its stake in two of Vermont's biggest utilities.
Is Enbridge going to be interested in using Vermont as a pass-through state to deliver gas to other states and to the coast for export?
GMP and Vermont Gas are both part of a multi-layered ownership structure involving Canadian pension funds, a major Quebec natural gas company, and Enbridge. The deal under review would increase Enbridge's stake in the Vermont company's Canadian corporate parent to about 39%. At the Friday pre-hearing conference, the hearing officer asked for more information on how the corporate boards of the parent companies would change and how that would influence the two Vermont utilities. Gardner says these are good questions, since part of the restructuring plan is to eliminate public ownership of shares.
The company is going private. That is, they've cut out the public stockholders. And so the question is, what does that mean? And even the hearing examiner, the PUC, have identified the composition of the board of directors as potentially being important.
Both GMP and Vermont Gas say they operate independently and that the change in ownership won't affect their operations. A Vermont Gas spokeswoman says the company has no plans to expand its pipeline in northwest Vermont. But Rachel Smoker, a Hinesburg resident who has opposed the gas pipeline expansion, says natural gas is a booming international commodity, so she questions the motives behind the deal.
That's the big question, is why are they wanting to do this? And we need to know, we need to have a really clear answer. And I think we need to have an answer that looks at the big picture of what the gas industry is doing and what the energy markets themselves are doing, because that's what players like Enbridge and Vermont Gas, to some extent, are looking at, is this bigger picture of energy markets and gas and exports.
Smoker says she hopes the PUC review will provide a way to get the answers. Vermont has some leverage. Since the transaction needs the approval of shareholders, a Canadian court, federal regulators in Washington, and the state PUC. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.